Rents have reached a new record high and have increased by almost 13% compared to the same time last year. That's according to the latest survey from the property website daft.ie. It also found that at the start of this month, across the entire country, there were just 716 homes listed as available to rent. This is less than one third of the number listed on Daft a year ago. Earlier in the week, we heard how there's been a sharp rise in the number of termination notices being received by tenants. At the end of June, 10,492 people were recorded as homeless. More than 3,000 of them were children. Samantha has been living in Glastuhl in Dublin for nearly 6 years with her husband and two young children. But in March, her landlady informed the family she was selling the house. They have until next month to find a new home. Samantha has been speaking to Angus Cox about the difficulty they're having in finding somewhere new to rent.
The landlord told us that she's selling the house, so we have to go.
And when did she tell you that?
March. And when she told us at first, we thought that we will be able to buy the house. But then she told us that she was selling to her mom, so there is no option to buy.
So you have to be out by September.
Yeah.
So how is the house hunt looking? Are you looking for somewhere else to rent?
The plan was to buy a house next year. We got the mortgage approved, but the market is so crazy that we just now we need to rent and see how things go. I can tell you that it's really, really crazy. You can't see ads online, and you have to reply on the first minute. If you saw something that is like 3 hours on the site, you don't need to apply anymore because there is going to be like hundreds of applications. It's not going to even notice that you respond. If you are lucky to get a response, see it, and you get a view, you're going to go and view the house with others. And you have to reply that you are interested in the moment that you get out of the house. Like at the door, you have to reply that you are interested. And you never know if you're going to get or not. So far, I think I have applied, I don't know, I lost counting how many ads I reply. I don't know, like 50. And I think I got less than 10 views.
You're living in Glastuhl at the moment.
Yeah.
It's a very expensive part of Dublin to be living in. What's your price range? Is it looking like you'll have to pay a lot more to rent if you move?
Now we are paying 2,200 and we put our budget to 3,500 and we are not getting anything. And we are stuck in the area because my kids are at school and here. My daughter is already she's going to start at first class and my son is going to start at junior infant. But my son is autistic. I cannot put him in whatever school. I need to be very cautious with the school I choose for him. And he got that. This school, this place, because my daughter is already at this school. So he was with the siblings' policies. So if I go to other areas now, I maybe not get him a place in a school. I can risk that. I can risk to put him in a school that is not okay for him.
So you have to be out of your current house next month. That has to be very stressful when it's so difficult to find somewhere.
I really don't know what to do anymore. I don't have a family or friends to go live with. I don't have anyone. So I don't know what's going to happen. I really don't know. I'm completely lost.
And that was Samantha speaking last night to Angus Cox, saying there that she'd replied to 50 property ads without success. With us is Mike Allen, Advocacy Director with Focus Ireland. Let's talk about today's report. Obviously, it relates just to properties advertised on daft.ie, but the overall findings, did they tally with what you're seeing?
They absolutely concur with what Focus Ireland services right across the country are reporting to us. We're seeing more people coming in, families, single people who are homeless, and working with our colleagues in local authorities. Everybody is desperately trying to find emergency accommodation for people. It's a real challenge at the moment, and desperately working to help people to get out of homelessness, and there's just nowhere to go. So that figure from the report that 700 units available on Daft last month. Figure doesn't really mean anything to people, but if you put in comparison, it was over 2,000 last year. Last year we were saying it was a disaster. When I started in this work back in 2009, the figure was enormously 10 times larger than that. It's dropped by 97% over that period of time. So one of the things that's happening there is that there are more units possibly available, but agents are doing them, sort of not putting up on Daft, doing them through lists and so on. And for those who are in the know, those who are connected, those who have money and so on, that's just, for some of them, that's working. But if you're a migrant, if you are a single parent, if you have disabilities, if you're poor, you're not in those lists. So all the protective legislation we put in to prevent discrimination and marginalization of people is not deliberately being sidelined. When you have these massive shortages, people start to start using personal connections and so on to solve their problems, and that really pushes already marginalized people off the edge.
As indeed anybody indeed. Would. I mean, in that way, it's almost reminiscent of if we go back to when unemployment was a big problem and people used any means they could to try and get a job. Presumably, from what you're saying there, the low number of available homes, it's making life even harder for people who were in a tough position to begin with, people with low income or people in precarious employment.
Yes, so one of the most frightening figures is that 700 households who have been given notice of termination because the landlord is selling up. I mean, there are currently over 10,000 people who are homeless. So another 700 families in a pipeline towards homelessness is absolutely shocking. There's nowhere for those people to go. We can't allow that to happen. So people know Focus Ireland. Focus Ireland are not an alarmist organisation. We don't talk about tsunamis. We don't sort of try and scare tactics. We're evidence-based. We are looking for lasting solutions. But we've got to really put up a red flag and say, yes, we support Housing for All. Yes, we support working with government to solving the problem. But it's very clear that what we currently have on the table isn't enough, and it's not moving fast enough to deal with the scale of the problem that we're facing. And we really need to ramp up things from measures to keep landlords in the market, actually deal with this vacancy issue. 2016, we were saying that the vacant housing units were that low-hanging fruit. It's still almost exactly the same, despite some really hard work by some of our colleagues in, Peter McVerry Trust, and local authorities really worked on that. But the progress is marginal compared with what we actually need to achieve.
Should we have been listening more to landlords when they said over the past 4 or 5 years that it was all becoming too difficult, it wasn't worth it, and they were going to sell up? Because there was a tendency to say, they would say that, wouldn't they?
Well, we should have been listening more to Focus Ireland and to the other homeless organisations as well. So we have got 5 years ago, we started to say landlords leaving the market was one of the driving forces for family homelessness. And we put a number of measures forward. And the government simply responded by saying, we don't believe you, when ignoring your evidence, or that won't work, or your solution won't work. Landlord organisations are very bad at looking at long-term interests for landlords, and that's one of the problems. They look very short-term, and yet the policy responses sort of treat them as if they're making 40-year decisions on property. They're making short-term decisions on property, and that's why so many are leaving the market.
In the short term, then, what can be done to encourage landlords to stay put and not to sell?
So what the government has done in response to is introduce a number of things that really annoy landlords but actually haven't helped tenants. So what we've put forward a number of suggestions. For instance, a tax scheme for landlords in which over, say, a six-year period, they were accruing some tax relief on the income they received from the rent. If they stay in the market for that 6 years, they will receive that money, that SSAA. It would work. It would work to the short-term benefits of the landlords. It would deal with the immediate issues they're facing.
And we've presumably give people who are renting, give them some stability.
That, it gives them that security. We've talked about a lot of the property that is rented at low levels is very cold, very drafty, not prepared in any way for the climate change. We could have grants to landlords to deal with insulation and climate change on condition that they stayed in the market. We could buy some of the properties. We could do measures. Lots of landlords are claiming constantly that they've been really good over many years and they've fallen behind in the market, and the only way that they can deal with that is to get out. Well, why can't we have a system which is actually able to look at individual claims? I don't think there's as many really good landlords who held down the rent over 10 years and are now being punished for it, but there are some, and there may be more than I believe. But it's not beyond the bounds of possibility to say, well, let's have a sort of tribunal or a small discretionary system where we could look at those individual things and say, yeah, this landlord has been trapped a little bit, and deal with it, rather than this blanket sort of approach. And that sort of discretionary area is how we're dealing with people on HAP. So there's probably about 80,000 people on HAP who are now going to have to go to their local authority over the next couple of months in order to get their HAP level to address the current rent levels. So if we're able to do that sort of individual discretion for 80,000 low-income tenants, we ought to be able to do it for a relatively small number of landlords to look at those individual cases. But we need to take it seriously and urgently and not just issue a press release or a statement, but actually make the thing work.
Okay, just looking finally at the overall figure, as I was saying earlier, the number of people listed as homeless wasn't far off the record high at the end of June. Do you expect that it will climb still further?
I hate sort of this sort of, oh, well, I think it's going to go up, but like, there's nothing on the horizon that suggests it's going to go lower. And in actual fact, all our services and all the local authorities are saying to people, yes, we know you're homeless, but you really need to find some cousin, some relation, some friend that will put you up, because there is no room in the emergency accommodation. They're all doing that. All those people are homeless. They're not just included in the figures. And some of them are going to end up in very, very difficult circumstances because of what's happening. Okay. So we need an immediate response in terms of more emergency accommodation, but let's not go back down the route of building more and more emergency accommodation. The answer has to be homes, the vacant homes, get them back into use. Make sure that all the rented property isn't being lost for the people keeping on using it, and keep our eye on this is a solvable problem. And actually, if we do the right things and we do them with the right urgency, we can actually get on top of this.
Mike Allen of Focus, thanks for being with us on Morning Ireland.